Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Heart to Heart. My name is Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, Duam and anyone else will say hello to you on something else. And he will be with you up until 4 o'clock. Am I correct? Yeah, until 4 o'clock, yes. And at 4 o'clock, you have Lukhomkwedi Phuthi, who's getting ready. She's already here. Can you believe it? She's already here getting ready, my family, to minister unto the family at 4 o'clock. Tot 4 o'clock, up until 6 o'clock, she will be with the family of Radio Pulpit. Gave you sounds there coming from Justice Sunduza. And the title of the song is You Are My Everything. He is our all in all. He is our everything. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Jehovah Shalom. He is Jehovah, our King, our Lord, our God. In Him we trust. In Him we hold on. And we are not going anywhere. We're not going to shift. We're just going to be holding on unto Him even until the end. My family, just to remind you that what's happening, Radio Pulpit is off air on 657 AM for an indefinite period due to severe vandalism to the Meyerton transmitter side. We are urging you, my family, to please tell family and friends to download the Radio Pulpit app for uninterrupted listening now and in the future. Also listen to Radio Pulpit on DSTV audio channel 88. To OpenView 607 and radiopulpit.co.za, and yes, always connect with us on our social media platforms. Now, I am with Pastor Gladwell Zabani. He's on the other side and we are answering the question, never marry a man or a woman who does these. Fill in the three missing words or the dots that are there. Murudi, are you there? Okay, let me just fix this. I'm not quite sure. I keep losing Murudi Gladwell Zabani here. I'm not quite sure what is happening. I will blame it on the weather. I will blame it on the weather. I will say it is the weather that has caused everything to happen the way it does. But yeah, let us just try to connect with him again, because he was just holding now and just waiting to go with us. Murudi, how are you today?
I am just of the Lord and very strong. Thank you so much, ma'am. How are you?
I am so good, Murudi. I hope the technology doesn't fail us, because I see it keeps on dropping. I'm like, Ganjan manch, Ganjan. When we have such an awesome topic that we should be tackling, and technology just decides to be technology. Hi, Bo. Let it choose another day, but not today and not now. And so, Murudi, we are filling in the missing words. We are filling in the missing words. We are filling in the three dots. Never marry a man or a woman who does these three things. So these are family members. Leilani has been writing as it comes and it drops in her spirit, she sends. Leilani says, never marry a man or woman who doesn't respect you and your faith, or who doesn't believe. Or faith believes. No, faith believes. Or your faith or your beliefs, number one. Number two, never marry a man who don't believe in God. That was the first one, actually, followed by this one. Never marry a man or a woman who don't give you a chance to speak. And Tate Kenneth Kopese recorded and said, never get married to somebody who doesn't believe in you. And he was basing it on the book of Job. And I think I remember that scripture when the wife of Job was like, curse God. Why don't you just curse God and die? So these are some of the examples. But yes, family, the lines are opened and you can talk to us. The WhatsApp number is 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729. Let me say it slowly. 082-657-2729. Alternatively, you can call in and talk to us on our line directly on 012-334-1322. Is there something in the word that mentions the kind of people that we should avoid getting married to?
Thank you so much. Yeah, no, definitely. There is, you know, the Bible does give us guidance when it comes to the question of marriage, how to about, you know, choosing or identifying a spouse. The first one, you know, very clearly will be the one that Paul mentioned, that we should not get married to someone who is an unbeliever. And I think in 1 Corinthians 7, it does mention, Paul does discuss that one.
Okay, Muruj, let me just do this again. I think I'm missing out on what Muruj is saying. There's a little bit of muffled that I think I'm hearing here. So let me just do this and... then let's continue with you so you can hear what John is saying. Oh, is it Paul? Did you say Paul or John? It's Paul.
Paul.
Yeah. John. Let's reconnect with you. I'm just reconnecting with Pastor Ledville Zavani and we are running.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
We're back again with Pastor Ledville Zavani. He's on the line with me right now. Sounding much better. And he's back again. And say, Muruji, you were still saying what Paul says, what we should avoid or who should we avoid when we're choosing a life partner?
Yes. It is, you know, very important to remember that in his advice to the Corinthians, after they wrote in a letter asking him questions of this nature, he did mention in 1 Corinthians 7 that when you do marry, you're not sinning. It's not a sin. However, you should ensure that you marry someone who is a believer, because for obvious reasons, that, you know, if you get married to someone who is not a believer, there will be challenges there in terms of your beliefs, your values, and, you know, practices within the family, how the family is managed, things that are allowed in the family, things that are not allowed in the marriage home. That's going to present problems for people who get married, for believers who get married to non-believers.
Hmm.
And so it is very, very important to look at that. And, you know, that is basically the main thing that the Bible guides us on and teaches us to do. So if you look at the Old Testament, you will see that the Jews,
were not permitted to marry outside, you know, in other words, to marry other nations, because of the simple reason that there were other practices of idolatry and things of that nature, which would then influence those who are Jews. And so for that reason, you know, it was not allowed that a person who is a Jew or, you know, an Israelite should marry outside of the nation of Israel. Mm-hmm. So this is the first and the most important guideline that the Bible gives us, which then speaks to other things, as we will see as we discuss them as we continue.
You can continue, Muruti, because our time has been stolen.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Well, there are a number of things that we want to do. Firstly, as I mentioned, unbeliever. Number two, when it comes to the maturity and the personality of the person, you need to look at the level of maturity. And if you find that this is someone who refuses to leave and to cleave, you know, that's a person that you should not get married to, whether a man or a woman. Someone who's always still keen to their family, their siblings, and things of that nature. Number three, when it comes to the woman, it's very important that you should never marry a woman who is unsubmissive or who refuses to be submissive to a husband once she gets married. That one is very clear. 1 Peter chapter 3 tells us that. Ephesians chapter 5 tells us that. The other thing is that it's very important to consider not marrying someone who always resorts to violence as a means of resolving problems. In other words, this is now, when it comes to life skills, a person who doesn't have problem-solving skills, they resort to violence. And you will see the indication here by their temper, the manner in which they are able to or they fail to control their temper. That's going to create problems. The other thing is one who displays signs of dominance, who always want to dominate every conversation, who always wants to have their word being the last word, be very cautious when it comes to that. And the other one, the family member mentioned, a person who is disrespectful. That's going to come back to trouble you later on in marriage. And I've seen many marriages break because of such things. The other one that I also want to emphasize on is never marry someone who always surrounds themselves with the opposite sex. In other words, a man who
surrounds himself with
women.
Absolutely.
A woman who's always surrounded by men, or a man who's always surrounded by women, that's very, very dangerous, because the question of the male or female bestie is very dangerous to married people, because that person that you consider to be a male or female bestie, you are going to end up going to them for advice and, you know, discussing with them what is happening in your marriage. And in the end, you're going to start exposing your spouse's weaknesses to them. And that's where people, instead of going to counseling, end up resorting to such things. Now I've got my male bestie or my female bestie that I can talk to. It becomes an unbreakable habit that one resorts to, and at the end of the day, this person now becomes like a predator who's just waiting for your spouse to, you know, miss a step, and then they pounce. They come in and they, like, you know, want to draw your attention to themselves. And then the other thing is, never get married to a man who wants a wife or a woman who wants a husband.
Okay, explain. Because we all want husbands and we all want wives.
a woman who wants a husband, there's a possibility that they may not pay attention to you, because they're not getting married to you because they love you, they are attracted to you, they are drawn to you. specifically. They just want to become Mrs. So-and-so. Mm. And so a man who wants a wife will not give you the attention that you need as an individual, because all they want is a wife. And so what they will do is they will now lay down the law for you that as a wife, I expect you to do 1, 2, 3, 4 in the home, and I will make sure I do 4, 5, 6, 7 in the home. And once those things are done, that's all that is needed. Don't ask for my attention. Don't ask me where I'm going. Don't ask me what time I came back home. All of those kind of things. You're going to feel that now you are being deprived of the attention that you deserve as a wife or as a husband. Hmm. So always get married to someone who wants you, who comes to you because of you, who loves you.
How do you... Now I'm going to take you out a little bit and then come back to the road. You know, sometimes when you're driving, there's sometimes where you have to just lean outside of the road a little bit and then back on the road. So let's lean outside a little bit. How do you identify somebody who loves you for you, who is there for you, who doesn't just want a husband and a wife? What are the distinct telltales of such a person?
Yeah, the first thing, and I think it is the main thing, is you will see it in the manner in which they approach you.
Okay.
Firstly, you will remember that, you know, amongst us as Christians and believers, there are people who will approach you and say, the Lord showed me that you must become my wife.
Yeah.
That's the first telltale.
Hold it. We're coming back to you. Hi, family. How are you?
I'm okay yourself, Mrs. Bongen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm stacked, because Gucci were never married a man who or a woman who just wants a husband or a wife. How are you, Baba?
I'm blessed, young man. I'm full of
sunshine. Yeah, Kila Baba, please take it in the name.
I'll just because you are both some from this one.
Yeah.
Mrs. Bongen, I want to go and get a woman from this reaction.
Yeah.
Kuyiqiniso sisisibonga.
Yeah.
Uyabona umuntu ofuna unkosikazi naye self ugcina azifake emlilweni.
Okay.
Kuyingozi ukufuna unkosikazi or ukufuna indoda ngobe awusanandaba ukuthi lo nkosikazi
Ntroboni kaPende.
Yebo.
Uh-huh.
Yebo, uyazwa unobudlelwane noNkulunkulu orakanayo ngoba wena ufuna uNkosikazi.
So i-desperation, Baba Nkosi.
I-desperation, ingozi i-desperation.
Yo.
Ngithola. Awumthole uNkosikazi, hayi umfune.
Yeah.
Kunomehluko phakathi komuntu othole unkosikazi nomuntu ofune unkosikazi. Ngoba amagama uyazingela.
Mara ngithi baba unkosi siyazi nina nabazingeli vele.
No, i-wrong leto leyo ngobe uzophuma uyofuna umgwaja, ungatholi umgwaja, uthole enye into uzobuya naye. As long as izodleka.
Yo.
Manje uzoba nenkinga phezu kwankosikazi ngobe uma sowufika la ekhaya nonkosikazi okuwukuthi akahambelani nobudlelwane bakho noNkulunkulu uzoba nenkinga.
Yeah.
Uzoba nenkinga. Yabona engithandile futhi yabona le ndaba yokuthi uma unabangani, ninabangani babantu besifazane.
Yes.
Uma ngishada kufuneka ngizimisele ukuba yeka. Ngoba yabona thina sinokufuna ukuqhubeka kwangathi asishadanga kanti sesishade.
Yeah.
Uma usengashadi kulungile phila noma kanjani. Mara umshado unemithetho yawo. Asilandeleni imithetho yomshado.
Sure.
Just like umuntu ohamba yothatha i-driver's license athenga imoto. So kufuneka alandele umthetho wendlu womgwaqo ngoba sokudriver yena angabehavi njengomuntu osetaxini abe aku driver yena.
Yeah.
Akabehave njengo-driver manje. Umuntu oseteksini angaphuza noma utshwala obungakanani a-drive yena. Kepha lo driver yena kufuneka aphuze ngishithini elincane lelo tshwala. Nomshado kanjalo unemithetho okufanele ukuthi uma ungena kuyo kuwo ube uzimisele ukulandela leyo mithetho. Uma ungakazimiseli hlalo yena ungashadi.
Yeah.
Ukuzokwenza ukuthi abantu abakho bazonde umshado.
Yeah.
Abantwana abaningi bazonde umshado ngenxa yokuthi thina abazali singena emshadweni mara sifuna ukuyeka lezi zinto lezi besizenza singakashadi. Asifuni ukuthatha umthetho womshado. Then abantwana babona umshado ungekho right.
Ngiyabonga sisi. Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi. Wow.
Amen.
So Babu Nkosi is supporting, and he says what Pastor Ledwell Zabani is talking about is true. We are the ones who will make our children to even hate marriage. When we get married because you just want a husband, and when you do that, or you want a wife, and when you do that, the danger is in one grabbing and finding anything and everything, and they bring it home, something that was not even supposed to be there. So he says it's wrong that we say men are hunters. and we've been taught that. We've been taught men are hunters and women are the prey. And he says, and he says it's a wrong one, because when you go out hunting like that and you find you were looking for a hare, but when you come back, it's not a rabbit, it's not a hare, it's something else. As long as it's edible, you just grab it and you eat, and then they say now you have issues because it's not what you were looking for. And so he says, then it's better if you find a wife. What is the word? What is the correct word, Muruti?
Yes, no, that's the actual word. He who finds a wife finds a thing and obtains favor from the Lord. So to find, you must seek, you must look for the one who is going to be your wife, because you know yourself, you know your own personality, you know your character, you know your likes and dislikes, you know things that you can stand, things you cannot stand. So if you go out there and say, I'm just looking for... There are people, for instance, like I was saying, that the telltale signs is in the manner of approach. There are men who will approach a woman and say, my family now feel that it's time that I must bring umakoti back home. You see, now you are not marrying...
somebody that you love. You're not affectionate about it.
Yes,
it's just a matter of honoring the parents and the surname. Actually, the surname, building the surname.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then, are there women like that as well?
No. Absolutely. There are women who want to be in that position. They just want the name. They just want the surname to take on their husband's name. Well, these days, as we discussed the other time, things happen in different ways. However, people just want to see themselves married. And others are pressurized because of age and all of things of that nature. That's why then you find people marrying a woman and then leaving her at his parents' home for her to take care of his family, his siblings, his parents, and so forth and so on. She gets no attention whatsoever. Those are the kind of complications that, you know, we see from time to time, people experiencing, and that's one of the reasons why then even the rate of divorce rises, because of things of that nature.
So how would that marriage pan out like? Give us an example.
Yeah, you know, it becomes, firstly, a very cold marriage. There's no affection. There's no romance. The level of intimacy is very, very low. Now it becomes a situation where you stay in the marriage by endurance. It's either, and then the other thing is that you might stay in the marriage simply because you are afraid of what people might say if you choose to say, no, I cannot handle this anymore. Not that I'm encouraging that, but I'm saying that it ultimately leads to that, where you find that people are not happy. It opens doors to extramarital affairs and all sorts of things of that nature. So it creates all sorts of complications. People fight all the time. They disagree all the time. You sit down with them. You try and help them. You end up being confused because now you don't really know what are these people really fighting about. Mm. And the thing is that the other one is unhappy because I'm just a trophy wife or a trophy husband. To say, yes, I'm married, and that's my wife or that's my husband. And,
but how do you do that to another person? Like, that is, like, really sad, eh?
Yeah, it's very, very sad. But people do such things.
So this person went in knowing, I don't love you. I just...
Absolutely.
Haibo, Murut.
I just want someone... No, absolutely. They're just looking for someone who wants to become my wife. And you understand that when you agree to become my wife, there are rules that you're going to have to follow.
Hmm.
You're going to have to follow the rules, those family rules. That's why now you no longer become my wife, you become the wife of the home or the family,
hmm.
especially the parents.
Hmm.
And that's where then whatever we do...
What if there are no parents there? What if there are no parents there? So the treatment is cold.
The treatment is very cold. The treatment is very cold. You find that you don't even have a word in the decision-making within the marriage. In some instances, we have people who are just simply told, this is what is going to happen. Like, let me give you, maybe let's not go to that example. But people end up, let's take the question of finance. You find that when it comes to how money is used in the family, you don't have a say. You are simply told, I'm going to buy a new car. I'm going to do that and that. I'm going to take this portion of the money. I'm going to help my parents. They need it. I'm going to help my siblings. You are told, and you have no say.
Mm.
And so these are the things that begin by that, because you just wanted to become a wife. You got what you were looking for. Now you begin to experience what it really means to just become a wife who was chosen not because this person loves you, this person is drawn to you, this person cares about you, this person is affectionate towards you. They don't, you know, once you become just a wife or just a husband, they are not concerned about, you know, affection, you know, how that affects you. And the fact that you're not getting affection, the fact that you're not getting that romance, how it affects you, is not a concern. The concern is you are married and you should be content with that.
But do they really become content with it?
No, they don't. No, they don't. You know, that's why some people just decide to remain quiet, to remain silent, not say anything, but they become non-responsive, you know, even in marriage. And you can see even in terms of how they communicate, if you visiting their home and you're sitting there amongst them, you see the way they respond towards each other, that there is a serious problem here. It stems from these kind of things.
Yeah, Moritz, you're saying, you're sharing some sad news right now.
Yeah, no, that's unfortunately, that's sadly, you know, those are the kind of things that happen. And it's the pressure that we put on each other, sometimes due to age, sometimes due to the fact that Christians will say, when are you getting married? Or your family will be saying, when are you getting married?
Societal pressure.
Yes, societal pressure, you know, because now we want grandchildren here. So now you are there just to make sure that there are grandchildren for the family. And that's all that, you know, the family is concerned about. But you as a person, you feel neglected, you feel lonely, and that's where then you see people going into things like extramarital affairs and things of that nature.
Yeah, but now, sure, all right, okay, we'll come back to it some other day, or I think, because I'm wondering, how did I even end up here? How do you even end up there? When what happened during the courtship times? What was happening? Because you surely saw it. You knew it. You were aware.
Yes. But you see, the problem is that, one, when someone feels that time is running out,
yeah,
and I want to become a wife, they convince themselves that, no, I can succeed even under such conditions. I can adapt myself to whatever circumstances and conditions that I find in there. And you convince yourself that way until you actually have to experience it. Then you get to realize that, oh, I didn't know that, you know, this thing would push me this far.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's how people end up there and saying, how did I even get here?
Yeah, Moruti, let's take a break and then let's talk some more when we come back. This is really sad. And I'm hoping that after here, if you're not married, you are not going to settle for that. Yo, I don't know if short change is a word or short whatever is a word, but don't do that. Don't do it. In the background, sounds coming there from Ambanira Maru, and the title of the song is You Gave Me Love.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone, or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You Gave Me Love, and that is Ambanira Maru. We are sitting on 12 minutes just before 2, and I'm with Pastor Letwell Zabani. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and it is Heart to Heart with you up until 3 o'clock. At 3 o'clock, we'll be saying goodbye, and Dominie Johan Els will take you through with something else, and afterwards, Lukom Kwedi Puti, from 4 up until 6, she will be with you on Spectrum. But right now, we are answering that question. Never get married to a person who does 1, 2, 3, and I'm with Pastor Letwell Zabani, and he was just saying to us just now, he was talking about never getting married to somebody who just wants to be a husband, somebody who just wants to be a wife. And he mentioned people with no respect whatsoever, people who resort to violence as well. But the number one, that is the number one, is being unequally yoked. Make sure that you are not unequally yoked. And Moruti, where are we now?
I want us to go to look at a verse of scripture in Proverbs chapter 5.
Okay.
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 18. I'm going to read it in the New Living Translation. It says, let your wife be a fountain of blessing for you.
Mm.
Rejoice in the wife of your youth.
Mm-hmm.
So now, see, right there, that sums up the purpose of marriage.
Mm.
That number one, the person you get married to should be a fountain of blessings for you.
Okay.
In other words, they should bring you joy. They should make you be a blessed person. They bring nothing but good things to you. And then as a result of that, you rejoice with this person. So it's not just a question of you're marrying someone because you want children, you're marrying someone because you just want a wife or you just want a husband, but it's because you want someone who will become a fountain of blessings for you.
Hmm.
And to do that, for them to be that way, they have to observe these things that we spoke about. They have to be respectful.
Uh-huh.
They have to make sure that they don't surround themselves with the opposite sex, where you know, those people are just waiting for an opportunity to pounce as soon as they see a loophole, something that they can exploit. They make sure that otherwise they become submissive.
Uh-huh.
As a husband, they love you. They become loving towards you. The other thing is that they make sure that you must also be careful. This is treated as something that's not that serious, but it's not as trivial as people treat it. Make sure you do not get married to someone who is a careless talker.
Huh.
Because words cut deeper than we think.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of situations where marriages break because the one partner said something to the other one 20 years ago.
Yes.
And it created a wound that you know, began to grow, and it just wouldn't heal.
Yeah.
So they get used to talking down to you always. Whenever you come up with an idea, they shoot it down. They don't respect your opinions. They don't respect your views. They don't give you a hearing. You don't even have, you know, a say in the affairs of the marriage and in the affairs of the home. You see all of these things with, you know, these are the signs, like someone who just is very careless with their ways. The Bible warns us very clearly that if anyone doesn't make a mistake in the words they utter, that person is perfect and able to control his whole being.
Hmm.
So a person who can't control the things that come out of their mouth, that's the kind of a person who is very good to a point where they feel that they are pushed.
Hmm.
And they feel that now, you stretch them too far. They explode in all different directions. And that's when you see people saying, you want to see how crazy I really am.
Yeah.
When you provoke me like this.
Yeah.
And we see something, you know, and it doesn't work out well. It doesn't work out well.
Yeah.
So it's very, very important. The other one that we mentioned also earlier, the refusal to leave and cleave, that then is connected more than anything else, especially to finances and material things. That's where you find that people now no longer conduct their marriage life per agreement. Now you're holding secrets. You're doing things behind your partner's back. You are feeding your family without your partner knowing, without discussing first with your partner. And those kind of things have a way of coming out. And when they do get exposed, they cause a very, very serious problem, which creates a lot of damage.
Hmm.
That can affect the marriage very, very seriously. So, you know, make sure that you make up your mind to say, I'm ready to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the things that I need to deal with in my, you know, about my personality. And you look at all of those things, the question of violence, for instance. Someone might say, yes, I know this person has a tendency to become violent, but I love him or I love her. That's a red flag right there. It shows you that this person is not able to control their temper.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a chance of things like GBV, and domestic violence and things of that nature. So you need to be extremely cautious, because never tell yourself that the things that we hear of happening in other people's lives,
it won't happen to you. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you need to be very, very careful with such things. Look at those things, let them become indications that guide you in your decision making regarding whether or not you want to get married to a particular person.
All right. I'm not quite sure if this message is for us. Let's hear if it's directed to us.
Goeiedag, is Tanien hier? Ek wil net weet, is daar iets met die radiofrequenties?
Okay, nee man, somebody will respond to Tanidelian right there. But yeah, Muruti, we have come to the end. Time is so flying when we are learning and enjoying this moment with you. But time does fly. What do we say in closure, advising those who are aspiring to be in the space and they are look okay. Eish, khutilwe no looking kanane. Babunkos, you said no looking. what do we say in closure, Muruti?
Yeah, you know what I want to emphasize to the family is, family, let us treat the question of marriage with the seriousness it deserves. We need to look at this question of marriage, and if we do that, we treat it with the seriousness that it deserves, then we become, what is the word that I'm looking for? We become alert and we become aware. Remember, Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 5, be sober, be vigilant, or be alert. So we need to be very, very alert. We need to pay attention to all these things, even some of the things that we think are trivial matters. We need to treat them with the seriousness they deserve because they will affect how we live our lives in the future, whether or not we will enjoy the very marriage we are getting ourselves into. So let's remain vigilant and let's remain alert.
Can we pray for those that are in this space and they desire the blessing of a marriage?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we come before you because you are God, and we depend on you, we trust in you, because we know, Father, that when we are with you, we are safe and we are protected. Lord, here we are as your children. We find ourselves in different types of circumstances and conditions, some of which we put ourselves into those situations unknowingly or knowingly so. But we pray, Lord God, for every person who is married and who is desiring the marital bliss, Lord, that rightfully they should be enjoying. We pray for them in the name of Jesus that you help them. We pray, Father, that you stretch forth your right hand upon them. In Jesus' name, grant them the wisdom and the revelation to know what to do and to know how to proceed going forward. Those, Father God, who are contemplating marriage, we pray that you may help them to seek counseling, Lord God, and to follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit and to remain vigilant so that, Lord, they do not overlook important signs that point to them what kind of marriage life they are likely to get themselves into. We pray for the wisdom of God, Lord. We pray for strength. We pray for healing and restoration in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
And amen. Muruti, how do we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you directly?
Your family can call me on 071-148-4938. That's 071-148-4938. You can call or WhatsApp or SMS. If you want to drop an email, the email address is gladwellzabani@gmail.com. And on Facebook, you can just look for Gladwell Zabani.
Thank you so much, Muruti, for the empowerment. Thank you so much for the encouragement and also the learning that you have given us today. Hey, rithutile, hey, Mudimo a rithuse. Sivule amehlo lengaphandle, because hey, sometimes we think we got this and it is right, only to find that we are just heading to the lion's den. So thank you so much. May God awesomely keep keeping you and blessing you, Muruti. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
And do remember, my family, he is Gladwell Zabani on email, gladwellzabani@gmail.com, gladwellzabani@gmail.com. He is Gladwell Zabani on all social media platforms. You can send him a WhatsApp or call him on 071-148-4938, 071-148-4938. We are now crossing over to the 2 o'clock news bulletin.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.